number 10770, Francois Reverdy and Nancy Tankelson, east of Route 1, northeast corner of Fisher Street and Josephine Street, being lot 25, block B within Dodds Addition Development. A variance from the front and side yard setback requirement.
Hi. Names and addresses, please.
Nancy Tankelson. I think our address is 38386. Or is it 38368? They just changed the numbers on us. It used to be 24 Josephine.
Okay. Sir?
My name is Francois Reverdy. Same address, but for residents of Texas.
We got that one in the application.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Sir?
Grant Dockery.
Mr.
Reverdy.
Sorry, come on back. Just stay here for just a second. Grant Dockery, address?
My address is 7th Street, Bay Vista. We have each Delaware.
Sir?
Just in case, I'm on 38369 Josephine Street.
What is your name?
Curtis Sparrows.
Okay. All right, do you all swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Are you going to be in favor of
this cell tower?
What?
Are you going to be in favor of this one?
Yes, they're both.
Yeah.
Oh, Marcus, you.
This is cool. Nine. Okay.
We're a little loopy here. Okay.
Say good evening.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. It's quite late, but we'll try to be quick. Actually, we came from all the way from Texas for this. We live in Houston. My wife's from Baltimore. We have spent many, many summers here, and we are planning to come back one day for good and retire here. Planning for that in 2004, we bought a beach house on Dodds Addition. And every year we make the trip 1,600 miles with dog and cat, and we spend about 4 months here until one day hopefully we'll be able to come and be here for good. So our property is quite small. It's okay for a couple months in the summertime, but it is not suitable as a proper retirement home, and we want to prepare for that and build going from 1,000 square feet to roughly 3,000 square feet from one level to two levels. The house we like to build, I'm a gardener, and I enjoy some natural side. I enjoy nature, and if I may read some of the uniqueness of the document that we presented to you with the variance request. The lot is a corner lot, 50 feet by 100 feet, with the standard setbacks of the code, which is 15 feet on one side, 10 feet on the other side. Building a 3,000 square feet house on it, even on two levels, would reduce its backyard to barely more than a minimum setback. One of the main features that attracted us to this property when we bought it in 2004 was its great backyard, which together with the back porch makes for a wonderful atmosphere. We spend most of our time on the porch or in the backyard. Losing that feature would be an irreparable loss. So it's a real big issue for us. Now, regarding possibility of development, can we develop this in strict conformity? The answer is absolutely not. With the size of the house we desire to build, we would reduce the backyard to barely more than a setback depth, which would be about 5 to 10 feet. The loss of the great backyard feature would make it difficult to justify investing in the building of this new house. My wife and I hope to be in a position to retire within 5 years approximately, and we wish to spend most of our retirement time here in Rehoboth. To that end, we wish to build a comfortable and elegant home with a nice backyard. I, for myself, love to garden and envision a serene and intimate backyard full of flowers, shrubs, and blah, 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 no less on that, but which I want to enjoy with family and friends from our new back porch. This kind of atmosphere cannot be found in a front yard or side yard, as they are very exposed to the public by nature. So is a variance necessary? Absolutely, yes. We could not justify building this house without this backyard. It just wouldn't be worth it for us. We created the problem, not really, it's just the size of the lot, it's a corner lot, and there are setbacks. What would be the effect on the surrounding? First of all, would we alter the essential character of the neighborhood? I think, yes, we would alter it, but we would actually improve it quite a lot. This neighborhood is full of non-complying homes. Some of them actually being substandard, quite a lot, including a portion in our backlog property, which we'll want to eliminate. We'll get rid of it. We'll eliminate the back carport or shed structure, which is not compliant, is of questionable aesthetics. It's cute, but it's really suitable more for a farming community than for a residential neighborhood. And its construction is old, and its quality is, quite frankly, below standard by today's expectations. We'll be replacing a modest bungalow with an elegant home in the neighborhood, which will probably entice other prospective investors to build in this neighborhood, thus raising the property value and the tax base. We are not, note that we, the variance will reuse the footprint of the existing dwelling and the existing porch, and that the new extension will be compliant with the current setback requirements. In other words, we'd like to reuse the existing footprint, which is not compliant, so the house that was built in, I would say, 40 years ago. But the extension, additional footprint on the ground would actually be within the setback requirements of the current setbacks. We believe that this variance will not impair the use of the, for development of the adjacent lots. Quite the contrary, the two adjacent lots are empty at the moment, the one on the side and the one behind it. One of them is, or maybe has been recently for sale, and it was for sale last year. I'm not sure what the status is now. We definitely believe that this new construction will actually attract rather than deter investors. For these two adjacent lots, the new house will have no more adverse effect on the adjacent lots than our current house has. The other lots closer to the property are across Fisher Street and across Josephine Street, and they are not directly affected by the variance. Although you may have received, we have asked a lot of our neighbors to contact you, and I gave you, one of my neighbors gave us a letter, which I gave you right before the hearing today. I'm not sure we passed it along. But generally speaking, our neighbors are all in support, and we have a neighbor here who is ready to testify.
We're going to have to take them to a lot of dinners for the
if you so desire. And then the last point here is that the new house will be of a standard at least as high as the best homes in the immediate neighborhood. We're talking about going to a two-story structure, and there are a number of them within the next block, I would say. And we would build a quality home, would be a quality of better probably than what's existing right now. Would we see a detriment to the public welfare? We don't see a detriment. Actually, we see this as a positive, as we believe we'll be raising the tax base for the neighborhood and hopefully bringing other people to do the same, to invest into nicer homes. As to the extent of variance, we plan to remove the non-compliant shed in the back of the property. I believe that we gave, with the application, a plot space. There's a backyard. There's a carport in the back, which is very, very close to the property line, and we're going to get rid of it as a trade-off to give something back to the county. So we ask for one variance, but we also eliminate a significant non-compliance on the other hand. So yes, we believe we're doing our best to mitigate and minimize the modification to regulation. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? I mean, yes, quite necessary. Without the ability to build that nice home suitable for retirement with also a nice backyard, I don't think we'll go through with the project. Okay. Because it just wouldn't meet our basic needs for retirement. So that's it. We have our builder here, who is from Rehoboth Beach. I don't know if you have questions for him. He has lots of pictures about their neighborhood to show that so many of the structures just do not comply with today's setbacks. I mean, it's quite late. I don't know if you want to see them, but we have a lot of documentation.
Okay. I want to see these pictures. You want to see the pictures?
Yeah.
Okay. Send them down, if you would, please.
Go ahead. Why don't you go show
a couple pictures? All right.
I grew up around that neighborhood. I'm real familiar with the neighborhood. I've done a couple additions in the neighborhood. I built a house in the neighborhood in 2000. And I'm familiar with the neighborhood because a lot of my friends lived there when I was a little kid, and I played in that neighborhood. And knowing all the older houses in the neighborhood, and also being a builder myself, the development was developed probably in the late 40s, maybe early 50s. And back then, they had 50-foot lots. And it's kind of hard to get a house on a 50-foot lot with today's standards, today's setbacks. But back then, a lot of those houses are still there that have setbacks. Some of the setbacks are only a foot. And I took pictures of those houses if you're interested in looking at them. And the reason I did that is because there's so many in that development that are not, they're not compliant. And this here is a house, and you all might be familiar with it, but this is one of the houses in the neighborhood that anything that Mr. Reverdy would build would be an improvement to this neighborhood. Anything he would have anything to do with would improve the neighborhood, improve
the property
values.
But it's not that bad. It's a nice neighborhood, but
it's a nice neighborhood. It's an old.
There's a few eyesores, but you know we can. Don't have
it's
to look
right
at
off
those.
Route one. This is
them. Mr. Dockany, why don't you just hand her the photos and let her pass them down?
But the fence, this is a 10-foot setback because this is a newer house here, but as you see, it's only 2 feet away from the other house.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, if you look at them, you can see that some of the setbacks, the two houses together are only 10 feet apart. And there's actually a couple houses in the development where you can actually touch both houses if you're...
You know, I didn't make a count, but if I had to make a survey, I'm pretty sure that more than half the houses are non-compliant.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure.
You're probably all familiar with the area.
There is such a thing as averaging.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're suggesting is the average is probably where your house is where the house is located now. Is that correct?
Yeah, on the corner lots, because the corner lots are 50 by 100. Some of the lots that are 50 by 100 that aren't on a corner, they're about 6 feet off the sideline instead of 10.
I'm talking about the front.
Yeah, it would be, he's a corner, so he'd only get one side.
Yeah, actually the one that's directly opposite from ours is actually even closer to the street.
Directly across.
Nice camera. Did a good job.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Yeah.
I don't have to get up.
Oh, would you like to see pictures of the house, the existing house?
Yep.
Yeah, you'll see the setback is, you know, compared to a lot of the others, it's actually pretty good, but just not per code today.
This is the corner. This is the front. This is the side. I think this is 8 feet, and this is 8, I think this is 8, too.
Okay. This is the house.
Jeep.
I
there any questions then from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No. Mr. Bergman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mill? Okay, hearing no questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three, four, five.
Mr. Chairman, we received two letters in favor of.
Also, two letters in favor? Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing.
Mr. Chairman, we did receive a letter in opposition.
One letter, okay.
This is from Mary Walters Langrell. The undersigned owner of the property between James A. Street and Fisher Street hereby requests the variances for the property at the corner of Fisher and Josephine Street be denied. This property already sits out from the front yard and side yard required setback rules, and to allow this variance would mean this property does not conform to the rest of the neighborhood.
Okay.
It's a block away.
Okay. Hearing no other.
The neighbors in the neighborhood directly are all in favor.
That neighbor can't even see the house from there.
They can't even see it.
Okay.
They can't even see it from where they're... Look where their house
okay.
is.
It's heavily wooded, actually, in between the
theirs
two.
Theirs is on Josephine and Fisher, the corner.
Okay. All righty. You got two letters in favor and one letter then in opposition. Okay.
I live right where I can see every, you know, the house and everything. I've been in the neighborhood for...
That's...
Sorry.
Okay.
I've lived in the neighborhood. I've had a house in the neighborhood for now 10 years, and I can see the property. I live kitty corner to it. I own two properties, one right next to each other, and I see this house as a vast improvement over what's there now, and I think it will help the neighborhood. And I noticed that one of the pictures that was put around was that house that looked like it has fallen down. I came before county council 3 years ago to get that thing taken care of, which the county refused to do, and at some point I'm assuming it's just going to fall down, and I think that's unfortunate. I mean, we're minutes from the beach. We're a residential neighborhood. And I think that the better the housing looks, the more the development is, the better it's going to be for everybody. And I think that it's unfortunate because I think that we are literally, it's Dodd's Addition, but we're actually called the Forgotten Mile. And there's a good reason for that, because we are forgotten. We're not Rehoboth. We're not Dewey. We're part of the county, and the county has done very little for us. We have very limited services, and of course we also have lower taxes, which is a big deal here. But I think any improvement in the neighborhood is important, and I fully support it, and I'm the one that looks directly at it. But I also get to look down the street when the thing's fallen down, and I still don't understand that, and I think it's totally unacceptable.
That's another problem.
But that's another problem.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has stated and proven that the application is certainly unique in the size of the lot and the age of the subdivision there. I believe that the variance enables reasonable use of the property, not necessarily created by the applicant as far as the size and the shape of the lot. Will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. In fact, I believe it will do exactly the opposite. It will enhance it, and I believe it is a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 10,770.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,770. All those in favor of the motion, use your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Your case is approved.
Well, my wife
thank
and I
you
thank
guys.
You very much, and we look forward to seeing you on the beach.
Come over and visit Josephine and Fisher.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm ready.
Case number